A new dating website is trying to help Alaskans find love. The site is owned by a familiar company, and as KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports, sheds some light on the unconventional new ways media groups are trying to find money to pay for the news.
So we are logged in as a woman looking for men.
Chances are you haven't seen northernlove.net just yet.
It's a little bit like Tinder without the swiping.
Maya Nolan-Partnow is director of sales and special content at Alaska Dispatch News, the state's largest newspaper, and now operator of Northern Love. Nolan-Partnow couldn't tell me exactly how many people have signed up so far, but just a couple keystrokes into a broad search of guys looking for gals shows us a few hundred spread all over the state, from Sitka to Russian Mission.
Your typical dating site. So here's someone who's Christian, he's widowed, he's got a master's degree, he's an engineer. And look, he lives right here in Anchorage, so if we wanted to meet in person, we could.
It doesn't take long for us to click over to a picture of a different guy posing above a dead doll sheep to get a reminder that, like all online dating, it is a mixed bag.
Here's some information about him. He's religious. He's married. Okay.
Huh.
That might not be the kind of person I would be looking for. But as you can see, a wide range of values.
ADN is hardly the first newspaper to venture into online dating. As media companies experiment with new ways to diversify revenue sources, papers like The Guardian and Daily Telegraph in Britain have set up sites to make matches among their readers. It's actually sort of a full circle, since classified ads used to be one of the most profitable parts of a newspaper before the rise of sites like Craigslist.
So this seemed like something that some of our readers would find useful, or at least entertaining, fun, and also pay for the news to ensure that we can keep delivering the news and supporting our mission.
Nolan-Partnow isn't sure if Northern Love will be profitable. Dating sites tend to do best when there's a lot of volume in markets like New York or California. But a fringe benefit is that if people are perusing potential partners and compulsively checking messages on their phones, that all drives traffic. And traffic is attractive to advertisers.
Local newspapers and local radio stations are growing, and people also want local dates.
Gary Taylor is a vice president at White Label Dating, the company partnered with ADN to launch Northern Love. White Label works with around 30 clients in the U.S. and basically has a dating site template that newspapers like ADN then tailor to their readers. In exchange for a share of revenues, White Label handles the digital infrastructure and, here's the crucial part, oversees the database of users, which is the currency of online dating. And because White Label is owned by a company with several other prominent dating services in its holdings, the databases, they're all merged together.
From a customer perspective, it's definitely our biggest asset, purely because, you know, people want lots of people to look for. You know, they want to have choice.
This is still a relatively novel approach for U.S. newspapers. Rick Edmond is media business analyst at the Poynter Institute and says American companies have tended more towards diversifying revenues with products like live events, sponsored content, and digital marketing services.
My impression is that this type of thing may be a little bit more prevalent in Europe. I've often heard references to a Swedish group, I think it is, that had a lot of success with a weight loss club.
The one constant right now in the business, according to Edmond, is change. And going forward, Nolan-Partnow says everyone is going to have to experiment with new ways to raise revenues.
We are in creativity mode all the time, and you have to be. You have to be in order to be a news organization in a landscape where the way people consume news is always changing.
Northern Love has a free version and a premium subscription service that are both up and running. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.